Enjoy.
Hello?
Hi, sorry. You just called about the for a job in Carbon County?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. So you said carbon. Just to make sure it's key, carbon is CARBON.
CARBON.
Yes. Okay, sorry. We do service in that area, so you might have availabilities like a job offer.
I take care of my girlfriend.
Oh, you take care. So, and do you wanna? Is she? Does she have hours? Approved
Yeah.
hours?
Yeah.
And do you wanna transfer? Which company is she with?
She was with Angels on Call, and her insurance company was AmeriHealth.
And do you wanna she change from AmeriHealth?
Yep.
To which
No,
one?
we didn't change from AmeriHealth.
Okay.
Changed from her Angels on Call.
Okay. So you're looking to switch the
I'm without work for
transfer?
a week. Yeah, I'm without work for a week now.
Oh, why did you? So you haven't signed up with a new agency yet?
No, trying to find one. I don't have a.
Oh.
I lost my license. I had to change it for an ID, and then they still didn't want to accept it.
Oh, so what kind of IDs do
And
you
I live
have
with her.
now?
How many hours? 100.
Yeah.
But it go
No, no,
down
no.
to.
No, how what kind of IDs do you have that they didn't want to accept it?
State ID.
Just one?
Yeah, it's illegal to have two.
No, I mean just one kind of form of ID. Do you have what about a social security card?
Yeah, I have a Social Security card.
Yeah, so that should be fine. That should be okay to be to sign up. So I could
Okay.
take her information and you could transfer to our company.
Okay.
Do you have, does she have Medicaid?
I'm sorry, what was that? 'Cause you cut in and out.
I'm asking if she has Medicaid.
Medicaid, yeah.
Yes, okay. So we could definitely have her sign up with our agency.
Okay. And if the insurance company don't accept you, we can always change insurance companies.
Sorry, what did you say?
If they don't pay you, we can always exchange companies. She wants to change medical companies anyway.
What do you mean by that? You mean insurance company?
Yeah. Because
So
some.
she wants to change from AmeriHealth to which one?
Don't know. I don't know if Caritas pays you or not, AmeriHealth Caritas.
Yes, we are contracted to them, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we
Yeah,
do
'cause
accept.
there's an air agency we mentioned, and they said we don't take them. We used to, so
We
we
are
don't know.
contracted with AmeriHealth Caritas, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so if, do you have her Medicaid ID or Social Security and date of
Yeah.
birth so I could check? Yeah.
Well, I have both of them. Yeah, I have both of them here.
Paper you need,
Okay, so I'm ready when you are, when you have the information so we can check her Medicaid.
Okay, which one? Oh, the Mirror Health. Yeah, duh.
Do you have the social and date of birth? That would be the best and easiest way to find
One
your
eight eight
Medicaid.
five, 188-526-7-14.
1-4, date of birth?
6/21/1963.
63. Okay.
I'm. She's talking to her social worker. I'm flagging her over,
Oh, the social
letting
worker
her know that.
from where? From the insurance or from a?
Saint's Hospital. We're
Oh, from
trying
the
to get.
hospital, I see.
Yeah, we own a house and we're trying to get rid of it and get into housing.
Oh. Okay, so what's your name?
My name, Tim Heft.
No,
Timothy
you.
Heft, Tim Heft.
No, your
Her
girlfriend.
name, oh, Bonnie Cocker.
Bonnie Cocker. Okay, I do see her in Medicaid, and she has AmeriHealth Caritas, Community Health Choices. Okay, that's fine. So we do accept that. We can definitely sign her up, and you will be the caregiver?
Yep.
Okay, for all the hours?
They want me to cut down. They said fraud, but it wasn't fraud.
I got sick, and that was the first time I got sick in the longest time. And they said things weren't being done. Well, that's because they came in when it was after I got sick. They had to call an ambulance for me and go to the hospital. I went to the hospital. We went to a nursing home for a couple months, got out. I went back to ICU for a couple weeks, and they gave us such a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So take as many hours as we can. Up. I'm willing to do 56 hours, even though she's applied for 100. I mean, getting 100, but they
she's approved for 100 hours?
Do you see that?
No, I can't see the amount of hours. No, I just see the insurance and Medicaid information, not the hours.
I'd rather do 56 if I can, because I don't want to go over that they sit there and say, oh, you're not doing anything.
Right, right. I understand. We'll see about that. But I just want to know how much she's actually approved. So she is approved for 100?
100.
Uh-huh. Okay.
14 hours a day and 15 hours on a weekend.
14 hours a day and...
Yeah, 9 to 11 at night and 8 to 11 on weekend.
And how many... And what does she need help with? What's her condition? Does she have a walker, a wheelchair, a cane? Does she use any of these?
She's confined to a bed.
Bed-bound?
What's that?
Is she bed-bound?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I guess she needs help with everything around the house.
Yeah. She's born like that.
Oh. Oh, wow. Okay, and what's the best number to reach you? Are you at the point of contact?
Yeah.
Okay, and... your number 570-41.
I know you're on the phone with Beth, but
I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to have her talk to you, but she can't talk to you.
Okay, that's okay. Is there any other number we can add? We like to have more than one number on file.
Yeah, number. 484.
Okay, with 484.
522-9901. Okay. Don't mind me if I cut you off. I have ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
I go a mile a minute. I'd rather you get mad at me for telling you the truth than lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the address?
304 West Patterson Street.
West Patterson Street.
Lansford, PA.
18232. 232. You said, is that in Lansford, you said?
Yeah, Lansford.
Okay. Three or four West Patterson Street, okay. Are there any minors present in your home?
Nope. I'm the biggest kid.
Okay. Now, can I get your information? Your name? Okay, your number. I got your number, so let me just...
I got to ask you this. Can you tell me your name again? I mean, your company name?
Sure, Family First.
Family First. I'm typing it in and putting you in the in the contact list.
Mm-hmm. So what's your name?
Timothy Heft. Tim Heft. I don't know how you want that.
Let me get your full name. Timothy. T-I-M-O-T-H-Y?
Yep.
A last name?
H-E-F-T.
H-E-F-T. Okay. And now can we do a conference call? Do you have the care manager's number? For the insurance, AmeriHealth?
Because
we like usually to do the conference call.
She probably won't answer the phone, but you can leave a message.
Oh. So, yeah, we could leave a message just to make sure that she's aware that you want to do the transfer over to our company so we could get the service started as soon as possible.
Yep.
So do you want to, can you do a conference call or do you want to give me the number? I can bring her up on the line.
570-732-8585.
Okay, I'm going to call now, and if she doesn't answer, you'll just leave a voicemail with your name and and that you want to transfer over to family first.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll just
wait. She's trying to put calls out, too, for me.
Oh, I see. Okay, just a minute.
Suzanne McFadden with Amera Health Caritas Community Health Choices. I am unable to take your call at this time. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Please leave a message and I will return your call during my normal working hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. I'll be out of the office August 11th and returning August 12th. If you require immediate assistance, please call the Amera Health Participant Line at 855-332-0166 or our personal connector line at 855-349-6280. Thank you for your call and have a nice day.
I'm on the bed. I'm on the bed.
Timothy, are you here?
Yep.
Do you want to leave a voicemail?
Oh, I thought you were going to do that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So let me try again, just a minute. I'll try again.
Okay.
Could you leave a voice because I want from you, you to request the authorization. If you could do
it.
Oh,
okay.
Just a minute, sorry.
Suzanne McFadden with Amera Health Caritas Community Health Choices. I am unable to take your call at this time. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Please leave a message and I will return your call during my normal working hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5 p.m. I'll be out of the office August 11th and returning August 12th. If you require immediate assistance, please call the Amera Health Participant Line at 855-332-0116 or our personal connector line at 855-349-6280. Thank you for your call and have a nice day.
Yes, Sue, family first, I need you to transfer the case over to them or whatever.
Hi, so my name is Shane. I'm with Family First Home Care. We're on the phone with Timothy for Bonnie. Date of birth is 6/21/1963, and they're looking to transfer over to Family First Home Care. So if you could please call back, my number is 267-551-7427. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully she'll get back. And in the meantime, we'll have I'm sending the information to our intake team.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I can actually, let me give you Dina's number. She will be the intake coordinator. She'll be signing up for the Bonnie for the services.
Okay.
Her number is 267
551 7429. Okay.
You got the number for Dina?
Yeah, I'm just writing this down.
Okay, no problem. Would you like me to transfer you over to Dina now so we can get started?
Okay, does she have part of the information or I got to start over again?
So, no, I'll be sending in the information.
I'm a dummy.
No, you're not. Just that's okay. I'll be sending in the information so she'll have the information.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, please.
Yep.
Thanks. I'm checking now if Dean is available to take the call.
Okay.
Okay, looks like, I'm not sure if she's available at the moment, but she'll definitely get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
Just to make sure that our numbers usually start with 267-551, so you know to answer our calls.
Okay. Any question for you? How long before I get actually hired?
You mean how long it will take?
Yeah, about a week.
Yeah, I would say so. As soon as we get the authorization and as soon as you submit all the documents, your documents.
What kind of documents?
For the caregiver. Like the basic, like you need to do the application, submit your IDs, and some medical forms, like a physical form.
Kind of broad applications.
Well, we'll send it to you. We'll send you the link.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm not smart on that, but.
That's fine. Well, we'll have you. Again, she'll reach out to you and she'll help you get onboarded.
Okay.
Okay.
And another question.
Sure. Any other questions?
Yeah, what's the pay?
Oh, the pay. So it depends on the hours. You said you want to do 56?
Yeah.
Since it's overtime, I would need to have it approved, the rate, but I would say in the range of...
I could take 40. I could take 40.
40
I mean,
hours?
I'm just... Yeah, if that
yeah,
makes it
really
easier.
Depends on the hours. So we'll have to see regarding the hours, but if it's 40, I would say in the range of 14.
Oh, okay.
Again, it depends on the hours. So again, anything you could discuss with the coordinator as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's Bonnie's right. You know, she says we got approved for 100 because she could use it, but she could cut back too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. So again, any questions, feel free to reach out, okay? And we'll have
right.
Dina call you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.